CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Unbranded. I am Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where I explore the scientific link between human and brand behavior. As an author, speaker, and media voice, my goal is to unpack ideas that can influence you, the brand, and organization's brands, and the powerful link between the two. You as an individual, your story, your narrative, your ability to influence organizations and communities is extraordinary. And organizations, as a sort of microculture and a culture in of itself, can build influence to be able to influence and elevate people. So I look at the link between the two, and this is one of my big, big, big passions, and I've dedicated my career to this. Today, my focus is on you. I turn the table and the light, and I put it on the individual. Social media has inspired me to think about the extraordinary thirst to appear liked and significant. The world is seemingly obsessed with being more attractive, and instead of judging people, I thought, why not look at the science behind what drives us, and since it's such a universal instinct, really delve deep into the root of why appearing more attractive has become so important to people around the world. Are we just changing as a society? Are we shifting? What's really happening? Why are we so obsessed with appearing more attractive? Why has likes become so important? Have we always sought to receive more likes? Have we always tried to become more favorable, but now it's just measurable? What is really happening? And as a disclaimer, I must admit, I have spent many, many dollars over the years to make myself more attractive to potential mates, as well as employers and clients. And the vast majority of the money has been wasted. Yep, that's right. Has really worked. But there are a few things that have worked and helped me go from position A to position B. And that's the goal of today's show, is how do we use being the tools that we have to our advantage and the science behind it to be able to position ourselves to go from A to B in a way where we attract more opportunities and more. And if you want more likes, this is probably going to help you as well. If you want to get a job, this is probably going to help you as well. Whatever it is, becoming more attractive to people and stakeholders is what this show is about. So, and that's the whole goal of my show as well, is to share the science, and much of what I'll be sharing will be vetted from top universities. So this is not just me and my own random sort of ramblings. This is good science. And it's fairly obvious that we would like to appear more appealing to ourselves and others, and the driving force is from an evolutionary perspective. The evolutionary perspective is simply to show and to be seen as a contributing member of the social gene pool. Or in non-scientific terms, we all want to appear as though our genes are good and healthy enough to be passed on to the next generation. And you can see this all across society. We advertise our features, both physical, intellectual, and internal, to demonstrate that we have healthy and viable genes. One of the more fascinating aspects of genetic advertising is even when we get married, we still try to translate and project ourselves as more attractive. The majority of societies around the world, individuals continue displaying their goods even when they are married. It's the reason why everyone from Kim Kardashian to everyone on Instagram, many people on Instagram, the majority of the population can be happily married but still desire posting provocative or even nude photos. And the unconscious instinct is to say to the world, look, I am still attractive. I still have amazing genes. Just because I have a child does not mean I am no longer desirable. And you know, at the end of the day, we should not be policing people's rights to be able to show themselves however they want to show themselves anyway. So, again, in the spirit of being non-judgmental, I just want to offer some tips on how to be more attractive and to attract more good things into your life. And it even gets more interesting when you consider religious context. I've seen people go to like churches and other places, and the way that people get dressed up and how they show their best assets, triggering all types of hormonal responses when it probably should be about the spiritual context. And they do so under the guise of, if you've got it, you should flaunt it. What does that really mean? And why is there so much confusion around this? Well, I really believe deep down that on a subconscious level, we are constantly observing to see who we connect with to be able to advance society. So on an instinctual level, we're always looking to see how we can add to our survival capacity. How can we connect with others who are stronger? How can we vibe with other people who have strong genes to be able to push society forward? So being attractive enables you to do that on a higher level or a higher frequency. So the goal of today's show is to be able to show you how to be able to advance yourself, your community, your family, your society. And I really wanted to break down why this is happening on a very sort of deeper genetic on a root level. So I want to share with you a few practical tips for you to go out and begin using using this information to ultimately make your life better, or at least feel better about yourself based on the social engagement you find yourself in. Yes, I know beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and many people have fetishes and unique aspects about human behavior they find attractive. Some people like, you know, an extra toe, it turns them on. Or some people like, you know, small features. Some people like large features, whatever. But I want to talk about the universality of basic sort of traits from a scientific perspective that are fairly common around the world. So one of the first things is, by exercising a high degree of intelligence through making people laugh, you appear far more attractive. This has been proven. Not trying to be a know-it-all. That's not the goal. But be well-read and study a broad range of subjects. This will be very helpful personally and professionally. People will register subconsciously that you come from good genetic stock. Your background is good, that you are well-versed. This is a way to be able to overcome this sort of previously disadvantaged dynamic, or a way to be able to assimilate yourself into other spaces quicker by being well-versed. One of the primary reasons people enjoy comedy is that we actually enjoy escaping the cold, callous parts of the world, and anyone intelligent enough to help us escape boredom or pain probably does have good genes. So it's a good sign. And linked to this is what I call sort of social and knowledge currency, or sort of a social intelligence, or being in the know, knowing what's happening, what the latest trends are, that what's happening with the latest iPhone, what's happening with electric cars, anything that's sort of trendy. If you're able to demonstrate that you know what's happening with the world, people will feel like you being around makes them cooler or makes them have a distinct sort of advantage. And this is beautiful, and it's very simple, because so many people want to appear cooler. And if you are a person that brings something to the conversation, you will help them in that journey. The next thing is your health. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. On a genetic level, on a deeper instinctual level, even animals, the peacock's feathers are heavy and cumbersome and holds them back, but it makes them more attractive. The lion's mane communicates a link to their strong genes. The same thing with us, in that if you communicate as a human being through health, your teeth are white, your skin is glowing because you're able to eat fruits and you're not putting a lot of junk in your system, you're eating a lot of veggies and your skin is sort of glowing, you translate as more attractive. And people make this subconscious. Nobody's sitting around thinking, oh, he looks like he has more veggies. It is just happening on a subconscious conscious level. And remember what I said earlier. We are observing without realizing it. That's why people like to people watch. Do you like to people watch? Yes, okay, you can admit it. If you like to people watch, what you're doing is you're measuring. You're going through an observation mechanism or an observation matrix, and you're constantly measuring yourself against other people. And if you have that sort of silly sort of feeling where you feel better when somebody else looks goofy, that's what you're doing. You're measuring, and you are giving yourself extra points on a subconscious level or even a conscious level. So some really cool, fun things about health and sort of beauty that can make you more attractive. Ladies, if you wear red lipstick, studies show that if men scan or other potential partners scan images where women are wearing red lipstick, they are rated more attractive. Men, stop being so damn easy. If you show that you have a life and you have things going on outside of a person and that you actually have conversation happening, that is beyond just trying to get with a person. You just have a life. Women and potential partners rate you more attractive. Men, please wear clothing that accentuates your shoulders. Show yourself as broad, brawn, strong. These things position you as far more attractive. Ladies, showing that you have proportion and wearing clothing that highlights your proportion, that doesn't fit so tight that it shows the fact that you may be disproportionate in certain areas. The ability to complement your assets in a way that shows that you have balance and proportion adds to the fact that you appear to have strong genes. Now, is some of this manipulative? Yes. Everything we do is manipulating. Ladies, when you pull up when you wear a push-up bra, you're manipulating your proportions. Guys, when you strut around with your jeans on and your chest poked out, you're manipulating. You're not that strong. Bottom line is this, is that we all are sort of editing our default settings. And the goal of this conversation is to say that you can do simple things to sort of edit your position to be able to position yourself as more attractive, to be able to gain more access and get places quicker. One of the things you can do is become more strong or more emotionally intelligent. People who have sort of a command over their emotions appear to be more intelligent. You're basically suggesting to the world that when things get crazy, you can remain calm and under control. There's nothing wrong with sharing your emotions and being demonstrating that you have emotions, but to go on and on and to seem like you fall apart easily is definitely very unattractive. Another thing is not being so reactive, you know, remaining steady, not having sort of a knee-jerk reaction to everything, to show perspective, to stay calm. And I think this is very important in terms of what the world is going through. There's so much uncertainty out there. There's so much chaos out there. Anyone who can appear to be steady in the midst of a storm appears very, very attractive. Now, you know, I'm sort of sharing this sort of randomly, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you my top three that I know to work and I've seen work across the world. To have some sort of skill that you're really good at is very attractive. If you're a type of person that, you know, you are a woodworker or you work with art, to be a master at something, people adore it and they are attracted to it. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you're a type of person that goes beyond and you push the boundaries and you push the envelope, that's very, very attractive. It's extremely, extremely important. And overall, just sort of taking care of yourself. And I know it sounds very simple and cliche, but what that means is that you live a life where you are investing in various aspects of yourself, from your health to your mind to your spirituality, to seem to appear that you are well balanced is extremely, extremely important. That you have a spiritual base. You may not be a religious fanatic. In fact, that can be off-putting, but if you're the type of person that shows that you believe in something, that you have a strong belief in something, it shows that you're not wayward and you're not easily pushed over. Very, very attractive. And of course, when it comes to health and so forth, exercise and, you know, not overdoing it is very, very important. And also passion is also a huge, huge, huge thing. I can't stress that enough as well. But In the end, one of the things that you have to do, no matter who you are, where you are in the world, is that if you really do love yourself and you appreciate yourself, people can see it. People can see that it's not about arrogance. This person is not elevating himself above me, and he's not positioning himself to think he's better or she's better. They simply love themselves. They're embracing who they are. They're embracing their background. If you're black, you know black is beautiful. If you're white, you know white is beautiful. If you're brown, you know brown is beautiful. We all have the ability to project beauty through love. And this is a very, very important thing. Now, I want to go back and I want to wrap this quick show up with some very sort of my top three things that I believe will make you instantly more attractive. Number one, drum roll please, is what I call styling yourself and creating a signature that's context specific or appropriate to the environment, but pushing the envelope. If you're a soccer player, then wearing sort of what we call dress shoes that don't have spikes on the bottom is ridiculous, and you're going to look ridiculous. So if you're a soccer player, you need to wear soccer shoes. But if you decide to wear bright soccer shoes that aligns with your personality, people are going to find it interesting, and it's going to be a talking point. So context specific, knowing the context you're in. Let me give you another example. If you are a lawyer and you're in a law firm that's very conservative, the culture has already been set up and designed. The context has already been structured. But what you can do to stand out is you can add accessories and certain types of socks and certain type of fit within the environment that aligns with what's already been established, and be seen as somebody who's consistent with this sort of pushing the envelope, and it will be a talking point, but people will go, you are respecting the environment. You're respecting the space you're in. So, being context specific, but pushing the boundaries, be a boundary pushes within the context, is going to be very attractive to people because it shows that you have an independent mind, you have an independent thought process, and you have the ability to see things different from other people. Secondly, being well-read. If you're in a conversation with a group of Nigerians or people from Singapore or Japanese or Americans, and you show that you know more than just sort of the basic surface conversation, people are going to enjoy you. It's called the mirroring effect. Essentially, if you're speaking to someone who's Afrikaans and you understand the history of the Dutch and you're having a conversation and you can engage them, even if you can't speak the language, you're basically propping up a mirror to allow them to see themselves and feel good and comfortable about themselves. That's very, very attractive. And it's something that's extremely powerful to be able to do. To be able to show people that you understand them and that you can listen intelligently. And that's key, is to be able to listen while you share and dance in conversation. Reflecting who people are is deeply attractive. And as you continue to sort of grow and evolve, your ability to attract more and be more attractive, you will find that listening intelligently is going to be one of your strongest skills. And then lastly, and I cannot stress this enough, you can dress the part and be context specific. You can be intelligent as you want to be. But if you do not take care of your internal health, health is beautiful. When someone is glowing from the inside, it's part of the reason why pregnant women are so gorgeous, is because you've got this evolution of beauty happening on the inside. That's powerful. If you take care of yourself, you eat right. It's not about being skinny or small. It's about being healthy. If you eat properly, drink plenty of water, alkaline water, water that has a 7 pH that is not so acidic, and it will show in your skin. It will show in your eyes. One of the most unattractive things to me is that you're talking to a person and you can see the dinginess in their eyes because they drink too much drugs, too whatever. That's not attractive. It is extremely attractive, and it's going to get you very far in life. And I got a secret to tell you. When a person is looking across the table and they're trying to hire you, or they're trying to partner with you, or someone's trying to give you money, believe me, these things matter. Because the subconscious is like a machine. It is always measuring and hoping to partner and align and engage people who have strong genes. So while you may think your skin glowing has nothing to do with you getting a business deal, if people feel like you're strong and you're going to be able to stick it out when things get difficult, they will want to partner with you more than the next person who seems vulnerable and sickly on every side. Whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, you have the ability to attract more, which means that you are attractive by employing these tips. I wish you the best. Have fun. Email me, TimothyMaurice@gmail.com or info@TimothyMaurice. And Maurice is M-A-U-R-I-C-E. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Timothy Maurice or on Instagram at Insta, I-N-S-T-A, Timothy. And let's have this continue this conversation around what makes you more attractive and continue looking at the science of human and brand behavior. I appreciate you subscribing on iTunes. I'm having a blast with this podcast. So hopefully you can see it and hear it in this tone. So continue following what we on this journey of human and brand behavior. And I'll see you or hear from you soon and look forward to the next episode of Unbranded. Thank you. CliffCentral.com.